two new sleep studies, one from Penn State and one from a European Medical Society, are corroborating what clinicians at Strong Memorial Hospital's sleep center say are already cornerstones of their medical practice. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports.
The research findings can be summed up pretty quickly. Devices are bad and exercise is good.
Screen time is probably the number one thing I talk about when we talk about sleep with kids and adolescents.
Laura Cardella is an assistant professor of psychiatry and pediatrics at the University of Rochester Medical Center, and she works in the university sleep clinic. She says she's often urging teens to use their phones less around bedtime and exercise more throughout the day.
So it's probably talked about every single appointment I have.
Orfeo Buxton is a professor at Penn State and a lead researcher on the study about how exercise affects teen sleep. He says his team's findings are clear.
For every extra hour of exercise, teens fell asleep about 20 minutes earlier and slept more soundly and 10 minutes longer.
Cardella says there are real risks to teens who don't get enough good, sound sleep, and those risks are growing over the last few years.
The number of hours of sleep have been decreasing. And also the same time period, the risk of depression has increased and suicidal ideation and suicide attempts and suicide completions have increased.
She says what's really new here is emerging evidence that this is not just two things happening separately at the same time. There are signs that less sleep causes some of those risks. Buxton acknowledges that some of this research can seem obvious. When you exercise, you get tired. And when you get tired, you sleep better. But he says public health policies shouldn't be based on assumptions. That's why the scientific rigor matters.
You know, some of the most important science that we do is by way of finally demonstrating the deadly obvious.
Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.